Good evening, everybody. Back in India, the head priest of a parish is called a parish priest. And his associate is called an assistant parish priest. In the US, the title for the head priest is pastor. In India, it's the Protestants who call their leaders pastors. And Catholics will specifically not use that term because it is somehow associated with Protestants. And I'm torn between the two titles. Parish priest seems more Catholic, but I also like pastor because it is more consistent with the New Testament concept of Christian leadership. It is more in line with the way Jesus describes his life and ministry. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." So the whole idea of pastorship is more consistent with the New Testament. When I was ordained a priest, I never thought I would be a pastor. I was ordained for mission work. I was to travel from parish to parish, preaching missions and retreats and just invigorating the lives of communities. Gosh, so many years later, not only did I imagine being a pastor, but the pastor of 5 parishes. And that's a whole new way of pastoring. So I would like to share 3 ways in which I read Good Shepherd in the new context of this family of parishes. What does it mean to be a good shepherd? So my first point, I take this from the gospel reading. Jesus says, "A good shepherd lays down his life." For Jesus, the golden standard for a good shepherd is simply this: a good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And today, obviously, I'm not being asked to die. But I interpret Jesus' words as radical selflessness. Radical selflessness. Both those words are very important. When I first arrived in the U.S. 24 years back, I served in a parish in St. Louis, St. Monica's parish, with Monsignor Nicholas Schneider. And he said to me one time, he said, "When I die, I want to be well spent. When I die, I want to be well spent." And I've kept that at the back of my head. It kind of stayed with me for all these years. In the context of this beacons of light that everybody talks about in Archdiocese, I think of being a good shepherd. I think being a good shepherd means to be ready to be well spent, to work tirelessly, and to be present to the communities in ways that are totally new. I mean, this morning, last night, I was doing the first Holy Communion with the Saint, with the Holy Angels kids. This morning, I was for first Holy Communion with the Saint Anthony's kids. And as weeks go by, I continue my first Holy Communion celebrations. It wasn't the case before, but this is how you have to find how you can care for people tirelessly in new ways, in ways that I'm not familiar with. It means to care for each person in a genuine way, in a wholesome way, to dedicate myself to our collective future. Again, pastors used to worry about their parishes, but there is something about collectively caring for all of us as I would care for even individual parishes. And to ensure that our communities, all the 5 communities, are viable locations for Catholicism. So it's not to shut down places, but let our communities be viable communities of Catholic presence in those neighborhoods. Now, radical selflessness must also be accompanied by genuine love. Genuine love is to love like the good shepherd. Like the good shepherd loves his flock. And there are times I'm successful at this, and sometimes I fail. But I do know this, that whether I call myself a parish priest or a pastor, the Good Shepherd is my model. I'm going to talk about, once again, what Jesus says, one shepherd, one flock. This is my second point. Today's gospel reading has a vision, not just for pastors or those who shepherd, but also for God's people. So this is for all of us. Jesus verbalizes this vision in these words: there will be one flock, one shepherd. Jesus envisioned that all his followers might bear witness to love and unity in accord. And Jesus' vision has implications for us today as we live the concept of a family of parishes. Folks, every crisis is also a moment of grace. Every crisis is a moment of faith. And we stand on the cusp of a great opportunity to witness to the radical selflessness, the genuine love, and the uniting power of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So we stand, we have this opportunity. If we will just reach out and grab it. So today's gospel reading is an invitation to be one flock with Jesus as the one Good Shepherd. So I pray that we unite ourselves with the vision of Jesus. May we heed his call. May we accept the invitation. May we follow him. And I know not everybody present here probably belongs to our five family of parishes. You're probably going through your own family of parishes, but that doesn't change anything, right? How can we be one flock and bear witness to the uniting power, the power of the love of Jesus Christ? And finally, pastor and people, how can we support one another? So coming Thursday, 25th of April, will be the 30th anniversary of my ordination. I can't believe I've been a priest for 30 years. So today's gospel passage has great meaning for me, especially during this week. It reminds me of the purpose of my calling. The most important message for me as I celebrate 30 years of priesthood is simply this, that the one in whose footsteps I was ordained, appointed pastor, and called, is to imitate none other than Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So I'm asking you to pray for me this week. Pray that I might not give in to self-pity, pride, wrong exercise of power, clericalism, or that I might think of myself before I think of others. Pray that I do not fall into this. Also pray that I do not get burnt out, that I have good health, that I might keep my focus on the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. Pray that my zeal will never fade, that my love for Christ and for God's people may never wane, and that my faith will never waver. Pray for my family, especially my beloved mother, who has entrusted me to Mary and to the church. Most of all, pray that I think like Jesus, that I talk like Jesus, that I act like Jesus. When I die, I would like my epitaph on my tombstone to say, "Here lies a disciple." Pray that my desire to have that epitaph on my tombstone might come true, that I might actually do it. In return, I promise to pray for you, especially on Thursday as I celebrate Mass. I have Mass here at 9 o'clock on that day, and I And I promise in return to pray for you. Because without people, what am I going to do? Sometimes people tell me, oh, we don't call you because you are too busy. I said, don't do that, because if you don't call me, I got nothing to do. So I'm busy because you call me. So it's okay. So I'm here for you. But I'll pray for you on Thursday. May you and your loved ones experience the love, the peace, the guidance, the care, the blessing and the graces that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, came to give us. May each one of you, your loved ones and your families and your homes, may you experience all of this. Most of all, I pray that in all circumstances, your life as God's people gives glory to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. May this Eucharist be for us the sacrament of unity and love. Amen.